inch by inch, row by row.
It's Thursday, and time now for our regular segment during the spring and summer of Garden Talk. And joining me on the line is Ed Byarski. Ed, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Casey. It's another great day. Folks need to be thinking about watering carefully and efficiently, of course, and looking at their trees and shrubs and see how healthy they are or not.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to tell sometimes when a tree that you have in your yard might be dead, right?
Yeah, sometimes trees are dead and they don't know it yet. I mean, they'll leaf out in the springtime and look perfectly healthy, at least for a while, and then suddenly, literally suddenly, I mean, like over the course of a week, the leaves will shrivel up and everything turns brown. And sometimes, very often, that's a result of winter damage. And we had a very interesting winter this past winter with very cold, dry conditions in November, snow December, very wet in January, and then very dry and cold in February and March. So that's a convenient excuse to blame Mother Nature, although sometimes there's other culprits involved.
So what are some of those other culprits? You said winter damage can damage trees and kill them. What are some other things that might kill a plant or a shrub?
Well, we've got little critters, mice and voles, which may chew on the bark of some of the tastier trees, apples and maples and other ones, usually underneath the snow, where they're scurrying along looking for food. And they can chew away the bark, girdle the tree, stop the flow of nutrients up to the upper part of the tree, which works very well to kill them off. Weed whacker damage, weed whacker disease, and that's a two-legged pest caused by, you know, someone's lawn mowing technician. And of course, you got to be careful where to point the blame on this one. But again, if trees have grass growing up against them, and it mows the lawn, and then the weed whacker operator comes along and buzzes around the tree once real quick, and oh, it looks really good, and on they go. And doing this over and over again, it's pretty obvious, because you can see where they do exactly the same thing that the mice and the voles do. They are girdling the tree. They are damaging the bark, and the effect is the same. It's pretty obvious, and the real prevention, you can't really cure them, is to put a tree guard around the young trees, which can be a 4-inch perforated piece of pipe about a foot long, slit it, snap it around there so you can't whack the tree trunk, or just keep grass away from them altogether by keeping weeds down, putting some landscape fabric down, and some bark mulch so that the grass doesn't grow there. So you don't have to go that close with the deadly weed whacker.
So what it sounds like to me is that people might just be noticing now that their trees or their plants are not healthy or have died. These are things you should be thinking about all year long in order to keep your plants healthy?
Oh, definitely. And again, the trees don't die overnight, though sometimes it looks like it. This is definitely the result of potentially several years of abuse by some critter or some natural effect. So, you know, we're looking back at even 2 years back where we had a very extremely wet summer. Trees were weakened and couldn't store enough nutrients for them. And snow damage, of course, that's fairly obvious when we break branches. But that cold, dry winters, or when we get the sunny day, usually February, March, on top of snow, sun hits, reflects off the snow, warms the bark freezes and cracks as soon as because the sap is rising, there's a lot of moisture in there, freezing, cracking, and then that allows fungus spores to get in, and that gradually affects the tree. And again, you know, the best way to check for some of these things, if you know, to decide if your tree is dead or not, just go down to the base of the tree and scratch the bark with a thumbnail or a small knife, And if it's brown underneath the bark, or if the bark peels away, which happens, even though the top is still green, you may still have green bark up high, but the very base of the trunk may be brown under the bark. And so, again, they aren't likely to come back. There's no magical drugs or pills or fertilizer that we can give them that will bring them back. Sometimes you just have to say a few words over the tree and remove it and get a replacement. And then take better care of the tree, do some tree wrap for the winter time. Again, that can help also against the freeze-thaw action. Mulch the tree so the roots don't go through the freeze-thaw so much. And choose the right tree for the right location or shrub or otherwise, because some are just not hardy enough for growing up near the glacier, where they may do just fine downtown in the flats.
All right. So real quick, we got about 20 seconds. Are there hardier trees or plants you recommend that can survive Juneau's climate better?
Well, just looking at maples alone. So again, down in the flats and milder areas of the Mendenhall Valley, the Japanese maples do very well. Hardier versions of maples for a great fall color would include the Norway maples or possibly vine maples. So those have greater hardiness for the conditions that that whoever has their landscape where they're sitting.
Okay.
That's probably the best bet. And good old spruces and hemlocks and alders, but they're not nearly as colorful as we might like them to be.
Okay, Ed. Well, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome, Casey. See you next week.
See ya. And Ed Byarski joins us every Thursday during garden season for Garden Talk. You're listening to Morning Edition on KTOO Juneau. We now join NPR News in progress.